Christmas Eve, 2009 AD. Our world seems especially lost tonight. Nations continue their bitter warfare. Disease and poverty are epidemic. The night is dark, the wind is cold, and people long for salvation. How many will fall asleep tonight, never realizing their Savior has come? How many will celebrate tomorrow without the hope of eternity? How many are still waiting for the promise of Christmas to come true? Christmas Eve, 1 AD. A small town of Judea, Bethlehem, Ephrathah. Their world seems especially lost tonight. Nations continue their bitter warfare. Disease and poverty are epidemic. The night is dark, the wind is cold, and people long for salvation. How many will fall asleep tonight, never realizing their Savior is about to come? How many will awake tomorrow and not recognize the hope of eternity? How many are still waiting for the promise of Christmas to come true? How many are waiting for a star, for hope, for their Messiah? How many?
Thank you.
was an unpredictable night in Bethlehem 2009 years ago. This sleepy country hamlet had been inundated by a boisterous rabble of travelers, all clamoring for an evening's rest. They had been ordered to journey to their ancestral homes by Roman decree. And now, every inn and shelter was filled with the noise of those wanting one more quiet night. Especially an inn on the outskirts of town, in the shadow of the Bethlehem Hills. It was run by an affable, if somewhat stubborn, proprietress named Miriam. A godly woman, but one who speaks her mind.
We close!
And loudly.
Help me clean up quickly, children. Oh, you should have been in bed hours ago. Oh, Cassius, you're the only one left. We're closing. Couldn't you call it a night?
I still have a great many tabulations to finish. You can retire. I'll extinguish the lamps.
And so it has been for the last 5 evenings in a row.
You can thank Caesar Augustus. He orders a census of his personal dominion and then dispatches a mere handful of his paid chattel to count his subjects.
I trust Rome will compensate you for your labor.
Rome has given me nothing but grief and wretched servitude. Why, I'm no better off than the hordes of Judean commoners that I register each day.
Cassius, listen to me. I wish you could talk with these hordes, as you call them, rather than merely count them.
Why? They are more lost than I am.
No, you're wrong. We have hope. The thousands that pour into Bethlehem every day are of the lineage of David. We are a people who have been given a Messiah who will end all oppression, even Rome's.
Promised? By whom?
The promises are Jehovah's, but they have been inscribed by ancient godly men, Micah, Daniel, Isaiah, prophets chosen by the Lord himself. I have said their words to myself 100 times over. The promises have kept each generation alive, waiting for the light that will surely come. Here, take this. I have written their words down from memory so my children will remember and their children after them.
Did you get this from the temple?
No, it's merely an innkeeper's scrawl on a torn parchment. I'll leave it with you tonight. Perhaps you'll have a chance to glance at it between your calculations. May it bring you some well-deserved rest. Good night.
Good night.
Aaron, Sarah, come now.
Yes, Mother.
Arise, shine, for your light...
has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
Oh, very good, Aaron. I didn't see you standing there. Didn't your mother tell you it was time for bed?
Yes, I was on my way.
Can you read the rest of your mother's parchment?
No, I can't read, but I've heard it so many times I can say it from memory. My mother says the Lord has written it on my heart.
Do you believe it to be true?
No, I know it's true.
Aaron?
I need to go. Would you like me to put out your lamp?
No. I still have a great much reading to do. You have a good night.
Good night.
The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Morasset. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small, out of you will come a ruler. Bethlehem. How can a place so small and forgotten give birth to someone so significant and powerful? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall be with child.
The Lord will give you a sign.
Dare believe these words will someday come true? For unto us, he writes, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given.